call from Hire My Caregiver.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Well, who are you affiliated with?
This is a home care agency, sir. You're calling a home care agency. Did you need help?
Oh, yeah, okay. I want to supervise the Premier. This is Premier?
No, this is not Premier. This is Family First Care. Is this Ms. Melvin Adams?
Well, okay, that's right. That's another reason I want to call you. What you mean? I make too much money? What you mean I make? Why are you hung up on that?
What's important is that we're going to try to get you onto the services you need. It doesn't matter how much money you have in your account.
Thank you. That's what I want to know. They told me, I make too much money. Yeah.
Medicaid is telling you you make too much money. Not the home. Sir, I can't help you. You're going to keep ranting. You're ranting.
Don't tell me I make too much.
I understand that.
Everybody said we're on the poverty line. Man, hit my wrist.
I get it. I understand.
I'm on the poverty line. Put me with somebody I can talk to. Yeah.
I'm trying to assist you, but if you're going to keep going on a rant, nobody's going to want to help you.
Yeah, well, excuse me for ranting and raving, okay?
Give me one second. I know, but this is the home care agency. We don't have anything to do with that. All we're trying to do is help you, okay? Give me one second. Let me see who can assist you, okay? Let me see who was speaking to you last. 1 second. Did you speak to Ms. Natali? Remember, Medicaid is saying that to you, not us, okay? So you're barking at the wrong tree. You need to that whole rant is for Medicaid.
The branch don't fall too from the tree. Get that straight, because all you, big business, they don't care nothing about big business. You know, stay up. I make too much money. Poor old boy. You work all your life, and it's what you get. I make too much money. Probably make more than she was telling me, sadly.
Were you able to speak to Ms. Natali yet, or no?
I don't know who the lady I was speaking to, but I need to talk to someone.
Natali es un hombre? No. Oh my! No way. He sits here in the office. Tell him if he has a minute to speak to Mr. Melvin.
Yeah, okay.
But even if he's over, can we go through his VA insurance?
Yeah, okay. Because I'm going to fall under the spot.
Yes, hi, my name is Natali with Family First.
Yeah. Am I covered with you?
No, we didn't spoke,
My name is Melvin Adams. My name is Melvin Adams, 1948, 1386-420-886. Look me up.
Okay, let me see. Let me just bring up the case over here. Okay, so I see that... she wrote in the notes that financially you would not qualify, but you say you have a veteran benefits.
She just told me, look, she put me in touch with you, tell me, oh, yes, you are. What you mean I'm not qualified?
No, do you have veterans benefits?
Yes.
Okay, so for a person who's not veterans benefit, who doesn't have veterans benefits, the income limit is $2,900 per month.
Slow down, partner. Slow down. Slow down. Listen to you. Slow down. Go ahead.
Okay. So for someone who is not, who doesn't have veterans benefits, the income limit per month would be $2,900 per month. So if they make over that amount, they would not qualify. So that's why we're not working with the case.
Sign me up today. Sign me up today. Sign me up.
What do you say? I didn't catch that.
I don't make over $29,000.
Or $2,900 per month.
Oh, shit, man. You got to be crazy, man. I ain't under no poverty level. It's, man. So I don't qualify for it, right?
That's the eligibility requirement that Pennsylvania state.
That's what you tell me. I don't qualify.
No, I didn't say that you're not qualified. I'm just asking you if you make over $2,900. That's what I'm asking. So you're making over $2,900 a month or under?
What? No, I don't. Close to it, but I don't make that much.
Okay, perfect. So then you should be able to qualify with the income limit. Then there's an asset limit.
There you go.
And the asset limit is $8,000. So that includes any card that you have, a house on your name, money in your bank account.
Look, I got a money market. Okay, that's well over $8,000. You're telling me if I'm making that kind of money, I got that money in the bank, then I don't qualify for you.
So if you have $8,000, then you're exactly by the limit, $8,000 in your account. So if it's less than $8,000, you should be able to qualify without having to go
through. I'm talking about my money market. $150,000 in my money market.
Let me see how that money market. I'm not sure about money market accounts. Let me check.
I got less than $8,000 in my checking. $131,000 in my money market.
So that's probably something that they will not qualify. That's their requirements. So if you have the money market account is money that you can take out from the accounts.
What? Take out from my account? What the hell am I paying insurance all my life? What the hell am I paying insurance for all my life?
Look, I'm just trying to help you. I'm just let's try.
I'm calling who now? Who is this?
My name is Nastali. I'm with Family First.
No, I'm not asking your name. I'm asking what organization I'm calling.
Our agency name? Our agency is Family First Care.
All right, that's Family First Care.
Right. Yes. Yep.
You say I'm disqualified.
No. So what I'm saying is, let me look up if a money market account is considered as assets towards your asset limit. Let me check that. Just 1 second.
All right. Okay. Oh, man.
Okay, so according to the state requirements, a money market account is considered towards any money that you have in there is considered towards your assets. So you say you have $31,000, you said?
$131,000.
Okay, so it's you will not qualify under the regular, you know, regular
so
people who apply.
What you're telling me, I don't work all my life, but I got to pay for insurance by myself.
No, that's not what I'm saying. So for you, for usual people who have this kind, that we're not making the rules. I mean, the state has their requirements, and they look, if you have $131,000, then you don't need to get, you know, paid by the insurance for an ape. I mean, I'm not making these requirements, but that's how they look at it.
Okay.
So, but you say that you have veterans benefits. So if you do have veterans benefits,
look it up. My name is Melvin Adams. Look it up. Look, my PNC is my bank. Look it up. They'll tell you how much money I
have. I don't have a way of looking it up, but if you do have veterans benefits, I believe you, then you can use that. There's a, in that benefit, there's an option for home care. Part of the benefit is for home
what
care.
What is the option?
I'm not much familiar with that. I'll ask my supervisor, ask someone who knows, and I'll
get back to you. Thank you. Okay. What, you going to recall me back or what?
Yes, I'll call you back. This is your number, 4822.
Do you have my number? Do you have my number?
So let me see. It's a fresh hack. So I have here.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You would never call me back because you wouldn't have looked up the number. God damn, man. Come on, boy. Let me tell you something. Big business. And the people they hire, they better get on point. Better get on point. If I had people like you, I'd never believe.
I was just about, but the coordinators didn't know that you have veterans benefits. But without the veterans benefits, we would not work on a case that would not at the end get qualified.
All right. Now you see, I have veterans benefits.
Yeah, I see that, but I'm not sure how exactly the process works with that, but I'll get back to you on that. And you should be able also to call you should have a service coordinator who's in charge of your veterans benefits, and you probably need to schedule with them an assessment, but they will not look at the financials when you have veterans benefits, because that's part of the benefits of veterans.
I went to an insurance company, right? Oak Street. Well, you know, that's called Oak Street. Other than the VA, because the VA told me, okay, you can come in, get your knee. I sprained my ankle, but your insurance, as far as paying her, is run out. What you mean? You gonna call me to? You know, if I hadn't called you, it would just ran out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, please. You see why I'm pissed off, man?
Yes, I understand. I understand. I apologize for that. So I'll get back to you with more details on how to apply for that, and I'll get back to you. Okay, I have your number. Is based.
Can you hold on? Let me get the phone number from you. Let me get the your phone number. And you, sorry, hold on.
Sure.
Angel. No, sorry, about it. Okay, your organization is what?
So our agency is Family First Care.
Yeah. Wait. All right, what's the number? Hello?
So my number is 267.
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
267.
551.
551.
7445.
7445. Okay, that's Family First Care. 267-551-7445.
Yes, correct. That's my direct number. So I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'm pissed. What you mean, man? Come on now. I'm the vet, you know, and if your insurance ain't gonna cover me, then the next one should. I paid all my life.
I understand, and I'll get back to you with details. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.